Coaches of the Mouth Pod. This is Coach Jeff Williams along with Coach Daryl Fimple and the Mouth Brent Bender. Guys, before we get started, let's go ahead and thank our partnerships. This podcast is powered by Lindsay and Associates, also All American Steakhouse in Springdale, and the Pigs brand. Guys, what great weekend of football. I tell you what, we had four great state championship games right there, and then four semifinal games and 3A and 4A. Daryl, let's look at this. The Mansfield-Salem game, Salem goes down, just takes care of business. Just physically, man, they were very impressive. Your take?
Well, that was the story about them all year long was, the Brink kid was out. He's gotten back since week nine. Man, they totally dominated that game. I mean, they ran the football. Brink carried it 36 times for 224 yards. Wow. Against Mansfield.
Yeah.
He scored on the opening drive there. This is their first ever state championship appearance. And of course, Bismarck has a big win last week over Fordyce. Coach Keithley, he's done a great job raising kids. Yes, because sir, they have pretty much carried them, and every stone they've turned over so far has been history making. In Bismarck.
No doubt. And the Mouth, let's hit 4A. You got, Arkadelphia right there. Takes care of Batesville Southside, who came in undefeated. And then Elkins goes to Mills and takes care of business down there, which we were really scared about them going on the road. Now they're performing. They did a great job. Your take on those two 4A games?
Just two great games. The Arkadelphia game, their defensive yeah, line again just rolls right along, and the baby-faced assassin, Bryson, just keeps doing what he does. And it should be a great game Friday night.
Well, it ought to be an outstanding matchup here in the finals. Let's get on to our state championship games. We had 2A state championship with Conway Christian and EPC. Went down the wire. Conway Christian comes out. I mean, two evenly matched teams right there. What a great ball game that noon game on Friday, Darryl, was.
Yeah, Conway Christian finishes the season 14-0. I mean, you can't say anything other than that. This group of seniors were kind of the ones that started about 4 years ago. They didn't win a game.
Yeah.
And then they won one. And then they won three or four, got in the playoffs. And this is the longest run they've made with this senior class. Brady DeMarcus, the running back, had 22 carries for 137 yards and two touchdowns. Jared Thomas also had 16 carries for 83 yards at the quarterback spot. I thought defensively did a really good job. EPC got hit by the injury bug. Lost one of their tailbacks. There's kind of a two-headed monster back there. And that was kind of telltale of the game. You had 295 yards on the ground for Conway Christian, and they only EPC could only get 228 yards. Turnovers were huge in that game, too. But like I said, I think Conway Christian just kind of rolled at the end of the year and started believing, and every game they figured out a way to win.
No doubt. Mouth, the 5A game, Parkview just completely dominated that thing. Everybody kind of expected that a little bit, but Coach Tysimham had a great year getting there, but then Parkview's just on another level.
They are, and that Parkview has got, they're good everywhere.
Yeah.
There's colleges that don't have as good looking offensive line as Parkview does.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, they physically dominated Farmington. And Farmington had a great year. Hats off to Coach Tice and the Cardinals.
They did. And Parkview, man, just looked impressive. Three in a row for Brad Boating. Buddy, there ain't many coaches that's ever coached in this state could say they've won three state championships in a row. Daryl, let's go to Saturday afternoon's game, Greenwood. Shiloh comes in, buddy. One turnover, kind of. Well, you
kind of knew that going in.
Yeah, man.
You just can't keep. I mean, Greenwood, 8.6 yards a play.
I know.
I mean, almost 9 yards a play. Everybody talks about, well, they don't really run it. Of course, they cut Archer loose on that.
Yes, but they did.
They also, they use the pass to run it. They throw so many screens and, bubbles and the whole 9 yards. It was, unbelievable. And it runs this up. It runs this total up. 57 touchdowns. He had 54 incompletions on the year.
Hey, that's still amazing. That is the most amazing stat. Yeah. And they were talking about that on TV also. But we've been talking about it all year.
Oh, yeah. It's unreal.
I'm going to call a friend of mine that really researched this, and I'm going to see if there's anything close to that that's ever happened.
I don't think so. Archer had 452 yards, combined in offense. I mean, he was just, you know, besides the 10,000 people that were there to see it, the guy, he made two throws that the post in the first quarter was, I don't even know how he got it there. And then defensively, man, they make you one dimensional. They made Shiloh have to throw it, one, because they were behind most of the game. And then two, they just did a really good job. I think they held them to -9 yards rushing.
Unbelievable. I thought the Hannah kid, number 15 for Greenwood, won the Brawlsworth Award. It was all over the field defensive for Greenwood.
Yes, and then you got Carnes. You know, in Carnes, that was his fourth state championship appearance. I mean, you can't get over that. I mean, that's their 12th state title. They scored 722 points, which is the most points scored in 6A or 7A football in the season. In Arkansas. And you got to think, though, they shut it down. I mean, they were nice against a lot of people. I mean, Coach Young's a good guy because he could have zero friends right now.
Unbelievable. I got tickled. I saw on the internet a tweet from former defense coordinator Ken the Chick at Greenwood said, "Death, taxes, and Greenwood state champions." Which, you know, that's about the way it has been.
It is about right. I mean, not too many games draw 10,000 people.
No, sir.
From Greenwood, Arkansas.
No,
and by golly, we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, too. I'll tell you that right there. Right there, buddy.
No doubt. Well, the nightcap, guys, and I want to get both of your opinions, man, that Bryant-Bentonville game was unbelievable. I mean, hats off to Coach Sanders and his bunch. A phenomenal year. Really turned it on there. Coach Jody Grant and him coming there with a remarkable plan. And really in the first half, I even made the statement, until somebody blocks Brian, I'm going with Brian. And Bentonville in the first half blocked them. Your thoughts, Darryl, then I'm going to you, Mal.
Blocked them well, and they ran away from them. I mean, they were smart enough to go, hey, we're not going to test it over there. Did a really good job of running the football, keeping it on the ground. They were 8 of 12 on third down. Bryant couldn't get them off the field at any time there. The Finklin kid had 34 carries for 147 yards, did exactly what you needed to do. Came into the kind of the turnover thing, but time of possession, they had 27 to 20. I mean, it was one of those things that you just kept thinking. The only problem Bentonville had was they had to kick field goals.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to kick field goals and Bryant didn't. I mean, Jordan Walker, we said it, about 3 weeks ago, hey, they're going to start running that cat. And man, did they. they must have listened to our show or something. I don't know what happened there. But yeah, they started running him and it was a completely difference maker. He had 20 carries for 155 yards and 4 touchdowns. And that was the huge biggest difference because, one, he's not going to fumble. Two, you're going to pull all them big dudes and run the quarterback power, which I thought was the whole entire difference in that thing because it was tough sledding everywhere else. And then the Hill kid came up with some plays. McDonald had 6 tackles. I mean, that was just a great game. But, man, Bentonville, I mean, great, great game plan. I mean, they did exactly what you had to do. It's just like I said, they just had to settle for field goals.
Well, and you talked about it earlier about these playoffs, home field turnovers. They had Brian on their heels, and Brian gets a turnover, and the hoo-ha got going, and here we go, man. And they got the point, especially on the defense side of the ball. Mouth, what was your take of that one also? It was an unbelievable game.
It was, and my hat's off to both teams, both Bryant and Bentonville, and Coach Sanders from Bryant and Coach Grant. They both had their teams ready to play. And, it came down to one play in the final 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. Bentonville has Jordan Walker practically sacked, and he makes a throw that was just an incredible play by an incredible high school football player. And you just got to take your hat off to him and tip it to him when you make a play like that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The Coach Quad Sanders are perfect all year long. Amazing job. Well, Darryl, let's get into it, man. This is going to be real interesting. Start with our small school top six. They're still playing a little bit. Then we'll get your final big school top six, because some impressive performances.
Yes, that'll be really interesting there, there. I'm already getting calls on that
one. Yeah, I bet you are. That's also stuff on calls. The internet too. Yeah.
Yeah. Which ones he's going to do? Little six, number six is going to be Conway Christian. First state title in school history. Perfect on the season, 14-0. Might have won the state title in the semifinals against Junction City. One of those things right there that carried on to it. Number five, which we're going to keep around because we're going to talk about these guys for a long time to come because they're extremely young, is out at the Galaxy. Little Rock Mills is going to come in at number five. And that's a big eye on that group. Like I said, their best players are freshmen and sophomores. So anxious to see what's going to happen out there with Coach Lee. Number four, Salem.
Yeah.
Salem slides in at number four. We can run the football, man. We are really physical up front, defensively really solid. We can get after the quarterback, too, which is going to be huge this coming week, too. It's going to be fun to see who deals with whose speed the best right here. Bismarck's going to come in at number three. Coach Keith Lee's, like I said, every rock they overturn right now is history-making right here. They are definitely on a mission there. Number two, Arkadelphia. Arkadelphia sliding in there. These guys weren't even in our top six at the first of the year. Remember,
I know.
Got off to a rough start, and they figured some stuff out, and they are a really, really good football team. I can't wait to watch that game this week. I think that's going to be the best, one of the best games of the whole entire state championships is our number one team, Elkins. Elkins remains there, scored on all three phases of the game. Had to, really, against Mills.
That's two weeks in a row they've done that.
Yeah, blocked two punts, got 16 points off special teams, had a 96-yard kickoff return from Walden, kind of changed that game. And I think even Coach Lee said it was giving up free points there.
Yeah.
And they got behind there a little bit, and I think the Elkins' defense is pretty solid, too. It's going to be a huge game.
Yeah.
I think that game's going to come down to quarterback play. You got Ben Napier on one side, and you've got McCoy on the other one, the sophomore, who's not your normal sophomore, but he's really, really good. And that's going to be a great game to watch. So Elkins is going to remain our one. All that could change this week.
That's right. They get moved around, buddy. It's all about your
performance. That could change. We only got six. We ain't got no also. We ain't got
no also.
Special medals out.
Yeah, we're moving on. This is your final poll for the Big School top six, man. There's still style points going on this weekend, too, buddy.
There's a lot of style points.
Yes, sir.
There's people that want the belt.
They do.
They do. There's going to be some unbelievable. I'm sure that everybody is anxious to see this. Number six is going to be Farmington, though.
Ah, boy.
Coach Ty's got 301, ran into a buzzsaw. That's all we can say about that one. Hey, and hats off to Farmington's kids. You know, they played extremely hard, hit some big plays there, but man, they were just overmatched. I mean, it was just, it was unbelievable. And what a heck of a story that is. Like we said before, it's going to get a lot of old coaches back into coaching, it looks like, because that's going to be the hot ticket. Hats off to that staff and those kids. That's a phenomenal story right there. Number five is going to be Shiloh Christian.
Yeah.
Shiloh Christian comes in at number five. I think Shiloh Christian, you want to talk about a great job. They've had to overcome injuries, the whole nine yards, style of play, move up, the whole nine yards. And they did it with exceptionalness. They did a great job at Shiloh Christian. So they're going to be number five. Number four, and probably, I think, the coach of the year in my book might be Bentonville.
Yeah.
Off to a great, a horrible start to start season, but everybody says it's a horrible start. He went 0-3 against three really, really good teams, come to find out. And they figured out their identity. You know, they stopped switching quarterbacks, stuck with one guy, figured out what they were, and they got really, really good at it. And like I said, they were just one or two plays away from winning the state championship this year. Unbelievable run by Coach Green and his bunch at Bentonville. So Bentonville's going to come four. Now, here's where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
This gets tricky here. All right. I mean, this is where we need a high school overall playoff right here.
Yeah.
Just one more week and then just dust it off, put the top four big schools together, see what happens. It'd be like, too much right, I guess, in this thing.
Yeah.
But number three, and this is hard. This is a hard thing to do right here. But I'm going to say number three in the state of Arkansas. in our show's opinion. I'm just going to throw everybody.
No, no, no. Your opinion. No,
everybody's
gonna, yeah.
Everybody should get their phone number put below.
Yeah.
Phone number goes below here. Yeah. But I'm going to say number three. All right. This is the shock value right here. It's kind of scary to do. But number three is going to be the Parkview Patriots.
Oh, okay.
Parkview Patriots. You look at strength of schedule. You look at all that stuff. But, man, you want to talk about impressive. Coach Bolden, and people don't understand how hard it is to coach great players. And he's done a phenomenal job. It's amazing getting those guys motivated and letting them buy into different roles. You know, you can say all you want to about, you know, kids going there or whatever, but getting them all on the same page is pretty amazing because, you know, everybody's a piece of a puzzle on a championship team. And sometimes kids don't agree with what puzzle piece they are. And they've done an amazing job putting that puzzle together.
Yeah, he had them motivated every week.
Crazy.
You know, they went to that non-conference, Melissa, Texas, Brian, obviously, and then got in a conference, and he kept their attention all the way through, which is hard to do.
Well, the crazy thing is they got better.
Yes, sir.
You
know,
you watched them against Brian, and you thought, well, there is some holes here.
Yeah.
And then you kept watching them, and they kept fixing the holes very quickly. Number two. All right, get ready, because this is going to be the bad thing. Right. Number two is going to be the Bryan Horns.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Holy hell.
It's just setting up the game here. It's just setting up the game right here.
Yeah.
This is what the future game needs to be. I mean, you got a team that's just literally has won, what is that now, five out of the last six?
Yeah.
They've
lost two games in 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, one of them's that Parkview bunch you just talked about.
Yeah, they beat them too. But, man, wouldn't you like to see?
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Versus two here.
I'm
going to go one. I'm going to go with Titletown, buddy, because they've got 12. All right? They've got 12. I don't know if we could hold up against the run or not. I don't know. You know, I love Bryant too. I've been on Bryant the entire year.
You have.
But I just think that guy they've got at quarterback is special at Greenwood. And I think everybody in that town, they get it, man. They got, not that Bryant doesn't, because they're doing the same thing too. But man, what a fantastic game that would be to watch. That's why they call these fictitious polls. They mean absolutely nothing. And you could go 1 through 3. You could put Parkview 1. You could put Bryant 1. You could put Greenwood 1. I think all three of those are fantastic teams. I don't think there's anybody that can say anything about them not being the best three teams.
Oh, I agree.
Go in whatever order. But I'm going with Greenwood.
That
hurts my heart. I'm from Alma, for God's sake.
Yeah.
We don't even like those people. We weren't even allowed to buy gas over there.
Can't wait till this gets posted out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. There's going to be some ticket sales going on here.
I bet when you go take your team over to Bryant this year, I bet you everybody's
standing up. Probably try to play the neutral side.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead. Bring on our Lindsay and Associated Guest Picker. Yes.
Can I give Strong a little love?
Yeah. There we go.
For their 8-man state championship. I mean, my whole family, the whole Bender family, Johnson family, Russell graduated from Strong High School. I mean, there's two NFL players that come from Strong, Arkansas. My father, Mike Bender, and Kenneth Dixon. Let's give the Bulldogs some love. They did it with one coach. No headsets or nothing. They did it with one coach. Coaching is vastly overrated.
Is
vastly overrated.
Yeah, coach over there was one-man gang over there. I'm no doubt.
They killed everybody.
Oh my God.
I mean, you want to talk about the capital of 8-man football. We got Strong Arkansas.
Got to go to Strong to a game, Daryl. I can get us free.
Mm. There you go.
That's guarantee they got barbecue nachos and
pride.
Smile with pride.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guarantee they
Well, good for Strong and the eight man. That's true. What an unbelievable season they've had. Well, let's do this. Let's go ahead and bring on our Lindsay and Associated Guest Picker, head coach at Little Rock Hall, the great Jim Withrow. Coach, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It is a privilege to be on this podcast.
Well, it might not be.
There's probably nobody listening and things like that. That's okay, though. We're having a lot of fun with this. You know,
Jeff, do I need my attorney in the room while we do these picks or anything?
Yeah, be careful this. I will tell you this. You watch the show pretty much every week. You will lose friends. We've lost about six or seven this year. It's okay. It's okay. It's all about the competition here,
buddy. Well, I like Fimple's picks. I like Fimple's picks. I think they were good picks.
Yeah.
And I want to see that game as well.
I'll ask you this, Coach Withrow. I mean, you got Greenwood, Bryan Smith, top. Coach Fimple puts the Bulldogs at number one. Your thoughts on that one?
Well, I got to see them all because I did the games on the bus.
Yeah, I know.
That 1-2 could have gone either way. And the only reason I don't have Parkview with those guys is because Bryant beat Parkview. Yeah. Other than that, that would be the only reason. Other than that, all three of them looked the same. They did their own thing. They all did the same. You know, you were talking about that Carnes kid from Greenwood. Mm-hmm. That might be the strongest receiver I've ever seen in 30 years. I mean, he was running that little now screen or whatever. They ran that now screen about 20 times.
Yeah, they
do.
Yeah. And when they came to hit the first play, they got the ball inside the five or something, wasn't it? Wasn't it off a turnover or something? I can't remember what it was, but first play they throw out to him on that now screen, he gets a block, runs by a guy, and then runs over a linebacker in the end zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought his pitch 1-2. It could go either way. And the only reason, like I said, is because Bryant beat Parkview. All three of them were good, but I'm with all of you. Why those three don't hook up and play in one of those non-conference deals is beyond me. Cause I think I'm with Fimple. I think that thing sells out wherever you go.
Well, it does. And you gotta give Quad Sanders a lot of credit. He played Parkview the last 2 years. Yeah. And a lot of those big school seven, they ain't messing around with that. Quad did it, and whoever Quad's put up there, he's knocked them down too. And Bryant's been unbelievable. Well, guys, let's go ahead and let's get into our two games here, guys. And before we do that, let's go ahead and bring on our Lindsay Associated Guest. It will be Bobby Swofford. We're going to interview him here. He's doing the games here this weekend. Let's bring him on. Let's bring on Lindsay and Associated Guest, Mr. Bobby Swofford. Bobby, let's recap last week. I mean, what a great weekend of football, you know, with the 2A state championship, 5A state championship, 6A and 7A. 7A was one of the best games I've seen all year. Parkview dominates. Greenwood's amazing. Mm-hmm. Conway Christian finds a way to get it done. Talk to us. Recap this past weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that really jumps off to me was offenses are still pretty good in our state. Yeah. Right? Now, there's a lot of points being put up on the board. I mean, even if you go back to the 6A game, Strong, or the 8-man game, excuse me, the Strong puts up 66 points themselves. They got some really good athletes, and Midland really didn't have much of a chance there. But, you know, in a 2A game, Conway Christian and East Poinsett County were the bucked the trend because they played a lot of red zone defense. And that was really the name of the game in that. It was an 18-8 final, but there were three or four red zone stops both sides away from that being a 42-35 type game. Just the adjustments and, you know, EPC got shut down a couple times in the low red zone, and that was the difference in that game. So it's always nice to see a first time champion in Conway Christian. Yeah. And we got a chance for a couple of those coming up this weekend for 3A and 4A. And then move up the ladder. I mean, what else can you say about Parkview that probably hasn't been said 100 times? Farmington was going to have to play flawlessly, and they did, and they turned the football over. They gave up some a defensive score, a special team score at the punt return, obviously the long kick return there in the second half when the game was already decided. I mean, Parkview's in the conversation of being the best team in the state, regardless of ranking. They're certainly going to be finishing the top three. Where they're going to fall, it's not really up to me to decide, but I think they're top two, to be quite honest. And then 6A, it's not going to show up and the people aren't going to remember it. But Shiloh Christian's adjustments at halftime almost worked out for them. Yeah. They just took themselves too big of a hole. I mean, they really did some nice things defensively to slow down Greenwood's offense. Problem being, just slowing down Greenwood's offense is not enough. Kane Archer just put together one of the best seasons we'll ever see.
Yeah.
As far as a quarterback in our state, I mean, you're talking 81.5% completion percentage is unreal. And I said it on the TV broadcast. I think the one part of his game that's underrated is his physicality and his strength running the football. Most of the time, if you go one-on-one with a safety or a linebacker against a quarterback, you like your odds as a defense. That's not fair. Like, it's Kane Archer uses a stiff arm and just kind of waltzes into the end zone. And he's so accurate in the passing game. You got to pick your poison. Most people say, okay, we'll let you screen us to death. We're not going to lie to the deep ball. But as soon as you start creeping up, they hit you right down the seam. It was a pretty impressive performance for Greenwood. And I'm with you. That 7A game was really, really good. I said it. I was sitting there with Steve Roberts from our office, and Don Brodell was there too. And I said it in the first half, and I said these field goals were going to get Bentonville beat.
Yeah,
they got to the red zone 2-3 times in that contest, but especially the two in the third quarter, they really had a chance to take control of that game. But instead of being up 21-7, it's only 13-7 at the half. And then you knew Bryant was going to make a run, and once the momentum started going downhill for the Hornets, Bentonville couldn't slow it down, and then they had to settle for another field goal in that second half. I guess it was the first drive of the fourth quarter that put them up by 9, and you felt like, yeah, probably needed to get in the end zone there too to put that game away. But, you know, what can you say about Quad Sanders and company? Really impressive. Didn't play great, I didn't think. Offensively, I thought they were a little too vanilla. They didn't try to push the ball down the field as much as I think they should have, but they still played well enough to win a championship, and that's all that matters.
Well, it did, and I thought Jody and him had a great plan with Bentonville, yeah. And you know, we talked about Bryant's defensive line, and I tell you what, first half, Bentonville dominated. I wouldn't say dominated. They were held their own up front, both sides of the ball. And then, well, they got the turnover, and then Bryant, was, you know, just they just clicked it on and got rolling. Well, yeah, let's get into this week's games. This 3A game, and we've talked about this on the show, and I've talked to you off there about, yeah, you know, we started this whole thing. There's about 7 or 8 teams that can win this thing, and we got it down to 2. You got Salem. You know, went to Mansfield and just bully balled them. I mean, man, that's a hard thing to do. They're healthy, a lot of formations, doing the same stuff offensively. Really impressed with their 2 defensive ends.
Yeah.
Then you got the Keithley brothers over at Bismarck taking on a Fordyce team, dominate that. They've got some speed. They're good up front. And we went through this whole process. We're sitting here with these 2 teams. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, when the 3A bracket was released, I thought there was 8, maybe even 10 teams that we could see in Little Rock. I mean, you start at the top with Boonville, Osceola, Rivercrest, the teams you just mentioned, Prescott, Rising, Fordyce. I mean, it's not surprising to see these 2 teams in here, but we really had no idea who was going to, you know, make it unscathed through the playoffs. But, you know, looking at Bismarck, you know, I started watching them this morning. That's the one team that's playing next weekend that I hadn't really seen much of. And you mentioned the Keithley brothers. They didn't play very well last week. They turned the football over 4 times against Fordyce, and that game's 21-12 in the third quarter. Everybody sees the final score like, oh, it's a blowout. You know, Fordyce really had a chance in that contest because Bismarck kept turning the ball over. Problem is, they kept turning it over in huge special teams plays for Bismarck that like forced a fumble on the opening kickoff, 15-yard drive. They block a punt, and they tackle the punter on another possession to the 2-yard drive. So they really got some cheap points. Bismarck did. They're going to have to play a whole lot better in the finals. That being said, sometimes you got to win ugly, and sometimes you got to win when you're not playing your best football, and that's the mark of a good football team. So, you know, hats off to Bismarck, and, you know, we were having this conversation in the press box over the weekend. You know, it wasn't that long ago that was the homecoming game. That's the team you tried to schedule, you know, to make sure you got to win on homecoming. So to see a program like that really turn it around, and sometimes all it takes is a culture change, one good group of kids. That's why I love small school football. Things can change with the drop of a hat. You know, in Salem, I mean, they're just going to formation you to death, but it's no secret what they're doing. They're running right at you. You know, we had that game on against Mansfield. You know, that game was over as some of the other games were like mid-third quarter. they just run the football. You know, they're going to line up in the wing tee on one snap, and the next one they're going to go straight triple power eye. and then they're going to go to the flex bone, but it's going to be all the same thing. Off tackle, lead play, run the counter. And they're just so physical. And they've been a team in the last 10 to 15 years that have been knocking on the door every now and then.
Yeah. You
know, they get to the quarterfinals. They got to the semifinals a few years ago. But both of these teams in the championship game for the first time. And it's really going to be about who all can take care of the football and who controls the line of scrimmage. That's going to be who your new 3A champ is.
Let's move on to the 4A game. You got Elkins and Arkadelphia. You got Zach Watson. You know, they go down to Little Rock Mills last week, which, you know, we were real nervous about that, you know, just because Mills have been rolling, got a great young football team. Go down there and take care of business. You got Arkadelphia set over there in that other bracket, took care of Batesville Southside. Coach Hooker and them have been here. Elkins is not, but Elkins has been everybody's number one all year long.
Yeah, I mean, Elkins has had the bullseye on their back really since the season opener. You know, I guess maybe it was week two when they mercy ruled Warren, and they haven't skipped a beat. They got pushed to the test, though, against Mills. And kind of like we were talking about Bismarck and Fordyce last week, it was about special teams. You know, Elkins blocks a punt for a touchdown. They block a second punt that resulted in a safety, and then they run a kickoff back for a touchdown. You know, that's 16 points right there. And, you know, obviously, it's not how football works. You take away those 16 points, and it's a completely different game. I mean, so they did a really nice job finding a weakness on film, and they exploded it for that entire contest. But I mean, until somebody beats Elkins, I mean, they've got to be the favorite. But Arkadelphia rolled Southside.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they really looked impressive. You know, that I'm not going to say it was the easy side of the bracket, but it was the easier side of the bracket in 4A. But somebody had to come out of it. Arkadelphia really impressed me with their physicality against Dardanelle in the quarterfinals. So that was a really good contest. And for them to get that win on the road and then come back home last week and get the job done, it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, it's Elkins' first appearance in the finals in school history. Bismarck, Salem, never been there either. Arkadelphia's been there. This is their seventh trip. You know, they were there, three or four years in a row, a couple of years ago. You know, new coaching staff, new athletic department, but they know how to win. That noon game, the 4A game on Saturday, is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Well, it is, and you talked about Arkadelphia. Then I watched, you know, they loaded up their non-conference, you know, took some lumps there, and then boom, they have gotten better and better and better each week, got a phenomenal young quarterback. Ought to be a great game.
No doubt.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Bobby, we've got, you know, you had huge crowds there this weekend, big crowds. The Greenwood game was huge. The 7A, all of them are big. Talk to us. If you can't make it, where can they find these games on TV?
Yeah, Arkansas PBS has got them live, and they put them up on YouTube immediately after. Like, most of the games are already up as we're recording this on Sunday afternoon. Really good crowds. And the 7A crowd was a little smaller than it should have been because there's a huge accident on 6:30 right in the middle of Little Rock. I know some Bentonville buses were locked up in it. The Bentonville band didn't get there till late second quarter, so it was kind of a traffic jam. But it got pretty loud in War Memorial. It was really cool to see. And, you know, high school football in our state is really, really big. And, I say it all the time. It's not basketball yet, but it's closing the gap, certainly.
Well, no doubt. Well, thank you for coming on. Hey, it's been great weekend this past weekend. I think these two games are marquee games, maybe the best two we've had all year long, and I'm looking forward. Thank you for coming on.
You got it. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, guys, you can see Coach Swofford. I mean, Bobby's broke it down. His dad coached, he had, but it doesn't matter. He's broke these games down for us, but let's start with our 3A, Daryl. Salem versus Bismarck. Salem has gotten healthy, and I watched them a lot last Friday night, and they were dominant up front, got a little speed, can run on defense. Bismarck, boom, Fordyce, no problem. We're headed to the state finals. Your thoughts on this one?
Well, you know, Salem beat Mansfield 38-20 last week. And to tell you the truth, it's kind of funny because – you know, everybody was talking about how Boonville and Mansfield both play kind of bully ball. Well, Salem's a bully.
Yes.
I mean, they will run it. You know, they're going to run it. You know, they do it out of different variations and different sets and the whole nine yards. But the Brink kid's back, very, very healthy. They'll rotate five or six guys back there, though. It's not just like one guy. And then both defensive ends they've got are really impressive. They've got probably maybe – you know, a college player at tight end also. So they've got several players that are really, really good. And like I said, this is their Coach Watson's done a great job with them. They've been on the brink of this You know, they keep trying, you know, they were on the hill and trying to get over the hump there. And this was a big one for them. 11-3 on the year. Caden Brink, like I said, had 36 carries last week for 224 yards and 5 touchdowns. He was trying to beat his personal record of 6 touchdowns.
Oh, what he said.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess he's going to say that up for maybe this week. Who knows? It's a great time to do it there. You got Bismarck 13-0, perfect on the season. Like I said, they have set so many records. You know, every game that they've won has been incredible history for their school. They're coming off a 49-12 victory over Fordyce, who we thought might have been the hottest team coming in. Ben Keithley ran 21 times for 187 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was 9 of 18 through the air for 106 yards and 2 touchdowns. He did throw 3 interceptions. I'm sure Dad's going to coach him up on that this week. Like, hey, we don't need that.
Don't need that this week.
Yeah, we don't need that this week. But somebody accounted for 253 yards of total offense. Caden Keithley, the younger brother who's a junior, had a 2-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. They're extremely fast. I mean, they're extremely fast, and I don't know if you could line them up and run a 40. I think they're just game fast. Both of his kids are. It seems like Cademan, when Ben was out, I mean, he was the best player on the field against Prescott, which says something. So I think this is going to be an interesting game. It's going to be one of those games that both of them, you know, it's kind of the first time they've been here, which I'm sure there's not going to be a person left in Bismarck or Salem because we're all traveling. I mean, they're all headed this game. So this is going to be a great game, I think. One of the better games, too. But I'm going to take Bismarck.
Wherever you pick, you're not wrong on this one. Because I think.
But here we go into this again, though. We're going to go into possessions. I mean, Salem, you might get 5 possessions in the first half. You maybe get 5 possessions. I don't know if you get 5 possessions.
I don't know.
I mean, they'll just go 3-4-3.
And Watson's doing a great job of formation and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They do the same thing. They just do it out of different formations. Yeah. And I mean, like he'll go dubs one time. You're like, hey, you're not throwing it.
Yeah.
I mean, just a lot of window dressing to do the same stuff, which is, I mean, it's worked.
That has.
So it'll be interesting. But I think Bismarck wins this one.
All right, Matthew. I mean, we've been following this bunch since week 0, both teams.
Yeah.
Salem said Mansfield, Coach Overton down there at Mansfield had a great year, and they just came in and pretty much steamrolled that deal. And then the Keithley brothers took care of Fordyce, and this is as evenly matched game as there is in any state finals we've had.
Keithley brothers left no doubt against Fordyce. Now, here we go. Here's the key to this game. Because Salem, on defense, they'll steal your lunch money and stomp you in the mouth. the key is, do the Keekley brothers play offensive line? Can they help in blocking Salem's front? Do the Keekley brothers play defensive line, offensive line as well?
We're turning and handing it off to those guys. We got some dudes up front there.
All right. Well, they say offense sells tickets and defense wins championships. I'm going to go out on a limb because you know how much I like Bismarck this year. I do. They've had a fabulous year. I'm going with Salem.
Going with Salem.
And also say you have to have one more point than the other team.
Here we go. All right.
Nice point.
All right.
Now that's coming from a basketball coach.
Yeah, you gotta have
no doubt in all his victories so far.
He started a war between Greenwood and Bryant, for God's
sake. He sure has. There's zero doubt about that. All right, Coach Withrow, buddy. I mean, this one here, to me, it's the most even match state championship game we've had all year. There's no question.
Yeah, I've actually kind of kept up with these teams a little bit. Because I've watched a little bit of Bismarck last year for some reason. I was just seeing some tape on them. I thought they were a really good football team. I was really impressed. And then Salem, I've got a guy that I taught with. He's up there at Salem, Ben Leisenring. He's helping out. And I just kind of kept up with him. And then they beat Mansfield, correct?
Yes.
Guys, Mansfield's a pretty good football team, man, and they get after it. I mean, you roll into Mansfield in about 10 years and roll in the old saloon on Saturday night, you better be ready to go scrap. But, you know, you sit there. And so I'm sitting there, been watching these teams, just kind of interested in both them. I tell you what, man, I'm kind of going with Bender on this one right here. I think the Keith Lee guys down there at Bismarck are really, really talented. It's great to have coaches' kids on your team. But, man, Salem, I thought, was a very physical football team. So I'm going to take Salem on this one.
You know what? And nobody's wrong, because both teams are playing really well. But I think I would say Salem's playing better than Bismarck. I disagree. I think they're both playing as good a football as you could play right now. I think Salem, boy, that win going to Mansfield, it was very impressive. But let's go back to this. That travel a little bit, you had to go back, or, you know, Bismarck's just going jumping in the truck and deer hunting the next morning to get some rest. You know, that's what's working. But that travel could be a problem. But I'm going with Salem. I like their people up front. They've got different guys carry the ball, the different formations, and I think they're underrated on defense. So I'm going to go with Salem on that one also. All right.
What's the over-under on the deer kill? I mean, it's
Salem. Oh, you know.
Salem versus Bismarck.
Yeah.
Total deer kill from team. I'm going to say it's probably at least 12 per team.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll have our guy Pete put it out on Instagram. We'll do
we'll see if that is a question. Use that as a question.
We'll get a little poll going this week.
Yeah, get a little poll on that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys.
Salem did, like we said, though. They Mansfield.
They sure did.
They did. And, I mean, they did what you're supposed to do.
Well, it's going to be a great game either way. All right. 4A. Elkins versus Arkadelphia. And you kind of, if collision course was coming to this a little bit, if you looked at the brackets early, Elkins goes in to Mills, which I thought would be a very difficult situation for them, and it was. And they go in and find a way to win in a tough environment. And a Mills team that's young, didn't know any better, and they were just playing out their mind. And then you have Arkadelphia, who, you know, beat an undefeated Southside team. Coach Simpson and them been rolling undefeated. They come in. Arkadelphia's defensive front and defense is unbelievable. Wow. Quarterback's unbelievable. Ought to be a heck of a matchup. Elkins has been our number one team all year. Daryl?
Well, Arkadelphia, you know, comes in. This is crazy. The McCoy kid was 12 of 12, his first 12 throws. He completed all 12 of them. He threw three touchdown passes to three different receivers. He was 21 of 25 for 265 yards. Braden Wagner had six catches for 100 yards. Jay Purifoy caught two touchdown passes from him. Here's the interesting stat for Arkadelphia. You ready for this? They had eight sacks.
Wow.
They had eight sacks. They had over 13 tackles for losses. They held, you know, Owen to he's over 2,000 yards rushing. I mean, I think he had 55 yards rushing on the night. So they end up beating Southside Batesville 35-6. And like I said, I think they are just rolling right now. They've got all kinds of momentum. You look at Elkins, they're 14-0. They beat Mills last week, 33-22. Had to do the travel down to take out Mills. They blocked a punt for a touchdown. They blocked another one for a safety. And then they returned to kickoff 79 yards for a touchdown in the Walden kid. The Walden kid went 28 carries for 119 yards. Ben Napier played a pretty clean game for him there at quarterback. Elkins all year long has averaged about 56. This is one of those games, too, where Elkins set out to do this. Arkadelphia has done it before. Coach Shucker's always had them right there in the mix here lately, too. I think they've got a lot of momentum going on their side. We've picked Elkins all year. Well, I have.
Yeah.
Elkins is my number one team. So, I mean, what do you got to do? You got to pick your own team, right? I mean, you can't just start a battle between Elkins and Arkadelphia. You better start a fight between Bryant and Greenwood. I can't start another one.
His own convictions right there, boy.
Yes. I mean, golly, bless America. I'm going with Elkins, baby. Zach Watson's going to pull this off. If he doesn't, I know where he lives. I mean, if he comes through for me.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to take Elkins. Elkins to finish the job. I think that should be the motto this week. Finish the job.
Finish the job.
Yeah. Finish the job. Yeah, here we go. So I'm taking Elkins.
Taking Elkins, Mouth.
And I think this might, like I said, I think this might be the best game that we see.
Oh, I think, yeah, both of these games are, you know, yeah, I mean, they're going to be awesome.
They're going to be really good.
All right, Mouth, you've been down to Arkadelphia. The Elkins been our number one team all year long. Talk to us a little bit about this one.
Defense travels, boys. Mm-hmm. Defense travels. And I have not seen anybody in the last, since they got into conference play, and put, I have not seen anybody that's been able to block Arkadelphia's front. And they are not gigantic humanoids either. They're just get after it, hard-nosed high school defensive linemen. I'm going with Arkadelphia.
The Badgers. Going with the Badgers, huh? Yeah, all right. Yes. Mouth's going with the Badgers. All right, Coach, you're in this league, this classification. Anybody knows it, it's you, Coach.
Well, I thought going into this thing there was about four or five teams that had a good chance to win.
Damn. Yes.
I like your number one pick of Elkins. That I think, you know, it really, especially after coming around that year, I think, now, guys, you're up there and I'm not. I would take it that Fayetteville, the population is starting to move out towards Elkins and Farmington. So they're picking up some of those kids, which is really helping. But, and then I thought Bo would be right there. I think Bo got some guys hurt there against Mills. That kind of hurt him. And then you're right about Mills. Mills is kind of young. Obviously, they've got a ninth grade quarterback. Guys who is voted the best back in our league.
Wow. Yeah.
Ninth grader, and we really did have some good tailbacks in that league. Not a lot of great teams, but some good tailbacks. I thought Mills was in there, and then I thought Arkadelphia would be in there as well. And then Southside, all those teams I thought were really, really good teams. I've had a chance to see both of them play. I thought Elkins was really, really athletic. I thought they were doing a lot of good things. Coach Watson has really got that thing going on. And then I saw Arkadelphia play a few times. And, you know, JR had that thing rolling. And Coach Shucker, I don't think they give Coach Shucker enough credit. No.
Unbelievable job. Unbelievable.
Yeah, because it's like what y'all were talking about with Brad. You've been really good and you've got all those athletes. How do you keep them happy? I'm going to tell you this. One thing I noticed about Brad is he plays a lot of guys and gives a lot of guys an opportunity. So he's keeping them all involved. And I think Coach Shucker does the same thing down there. And he's got a great young staff. You know, Bobby Evans was our Keaton McEwen Award winner a few years ago, right? You know, just a great, great guy. And they've got a really good staff down there. I think one of the things that helps them, back to Bender's point, was the wrestling. You know, JR was a big wrestler guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of those guys that play on that defensive front are wrestlers. And they are real, real scrappers. So, Bender, I'm going to go with you, man. I'm going to ride, me and you, riding in that red Cadillac, baby. We're going to ride that red Cadillac all the way.
Hey, brother. We're riding dirty. We're riding alone.
We're riding in there. I'm going to go with Arkadelphia.
Oh, man. Well, guys, great points by everybody. I mean, I think this is a one-score game. I'm with Daryl. Coach Watson, you can see it in his eyes a little bit, and they – are right there, but then you got to give advantage a little bit to Arkadelphia because they've been there. I mean, they know, and I think sometimes getting there, going through it, and then the second time you know what's going on, it's a little bit easier, but every team's different. But I'm going to go with Elkins. I think they're going to finish the job, but I think this is going to be an outstanding football game, no doubt about it, no doubt.
And then, you know, Jeff, to bring that point up, to kind of jump on him with you, the Farmington game we watched, you know, Tommy and them have been there before, but his kids haven't been there before. Brad's guys were like playing, they were getting ready to play a 7-on-7 game.
Yeah.
They were, I'm not saying they weren't taking it serious. What I'm saying is they were comfortable. Fimple, you know, you played.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
They were comfortable. They've been
there. And they've got a huge advantage because they play it. War Memorial. I mean, that's their home field.
Exactly. I mean, they just felt really, really comfortable. And it looked like it took Farmington a quarter and a half just to kind of feel that way. And y'all know this. if you're going to wait a quarter and a half to get comfortable, it's going to be over before it gets started. So, but yeah, I totally agree with your point.
But that factors in. I do. Yeah. I mean, sometimes the first time you're there, it doesn't bother group. Sometimes it does. I've been on both ends of it. I mean,
the worst thing about the state, I don't know if they still do it in football, was the Dan Gum team pitcher.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore, though.
Coach Vines was like, hey, we're not going out there. We're not taking no team. What are you talking about, team pitcher? You get in there, what? Huh? Oh, no, we're not taking no team pitcher.
In the locker room, man.
Yeah. But, Coach Rip used to tell me from Parkview, I remember the first time I ever played in the state finals, I called him and I was like, hey, what are you doing? He goes, well, you're at a disadvantage because you're playing against so-and-so. And I go, what's the disadvantage? He goes, they know where to dress. You know, yeah. And there's a lot to that. I mean, they know where, when you turn the corner, your kids know, which locker they had last year at the state finals. I mean, that's kind of an advantage. So, yeah, I definitely think that plays into it.
No doubt. Well, let's recap real quick. All right, Daryl, obviously got two games here. What do you think some key pieces or what you're looking for here in these two?
Well, I think it's the biggest thing is the turnovers and who settles in first, and who comes up with one special teams play. You know, if you look at all these games, one special teams play has turned it, either got them here, or it's something that's going to play into hand here. Who does the we'll see a fake, fake punt, maybe, a fake field goal, something happens to change momentum. And that's the biggest thing about state championships is gaining momentum some way or somehow. You can't kick field goals.
No,
you can only kick field goals at the end of the game. If you got a chance. That's about it. Cause this is a non-field goal. I mean, you're looking at Elkins averaging almost 50 points a night. Arkadelphia's up there like at 40. I mean, you got, Salem's going to keep you with five possessions maybe in the entire game. So who's going to be chasing points? Playing ahead's way better. But the turnover stuff comes in, like Coach said too. If whoever settles in first usually is the one that's going to actually win the game.
Yep. Mouth, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for two great games, first of all.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And both of them will come down. The winner will be the one that in both games will be the one that does not make a critical mistake, a turnover, pass interference call, something that doesn't give up a big play of mistakes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Well, these smaller classification games too, you got to worry about if somebody gets nicked up. I mean, think about Georgia yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean,
good
cup. Golly, they're about to run out somebody just to hand it off. Bless their heart. I mean, this is the biggest game in the country like yesterday. They're literally running the guy back out to hand the ball. I mean, come on.
They lost their punter yesterday.
I mean, so crazy things can happen. So hopefully everybody can stay healthy to be a
and that's you're right on, Coach Daryl, that who is the healthiest team during the game?
Yeah.
If you lose one key player,
yeah,
you got to hope for the best. Team health will be a big factor in these two games too.
I do too. Coach Withrow, what's your recapping up here? I mean, I kind of look at that Bryant-Bentonville game. Bryant's like couldn't get a break. Had some balls on the ground and couldn't get to them, got penalties and overcame it. What are you looking forward to these two great matchups? What are you looking for?
I tell you what, to give Jody Grant, I mean, what a masterpiece of a game plan. Mm-hmm. And they come within a play or two of finishing that thing off. And I mean, just a great game plan. I think part of what these two things and the big deal, especially with Salem and Bismarck, is, you can't turn the ball over because it was like Fimple said, you may only have a few times with the ball and a half.
Yeah.
And it happened to Bryant last night. They'll just kept converting. They were 7-11, 7 of 11 on third downs in the first half. Bentonville was last night. And so they never really had a chance. So if you don't let anybody get into their offense, getting in the rhythm, that's going to be something big. You know, I think the other thing, you know, watching this is you got to be patient. And I talked to Justin Kramer Saturday morning, and he said the hardest thing he had to do was he felt like he had a lot of stuff in the passing game open, but he was really hesitant to do anything because he had the lead and he didn't want the momentum to shift to the other side of the turnover. So he just stayed with the running game and just stayed patient, kept moving the chains. So I think, you know, do what you do and do, you know, that you do well, just keep doing it. Yeah. And don't panic. And then I think the other one, I you know, we talked about travel. Both of them had to travel a long way, so they're even there. But I think it gets back to what you guys talked about. Arkadelphia's been there before. And so I know we said it once, but I think that's a big deal. I like what you said, Fimple, about, you know, where the locker room is.
Yeah.
That is kind of, it's kind of funny, but it's kind of true. But, you know, this is an Arkadelphia group that has done a lot, not just in football. They've been successful in a lot of different sports. And being the first time for Elkins is going to be kind of tough. I think Elkins needs to make a play early.
Yeah.
They need some kind of explosive early, taking a kickoff back for a touchdown, a pick for a touchdown, or just a big, big explosive early to help them out, I think would really help them.
Well, it ought to be two fantastic games. Well, guys, before we get off here, let's thank our sponsors again one last time. It was powered by Lindsay and Associate, All-American Steakhouse in Springdale, the Pigs brand. Coach Withrow, for coming on, man. We appreciate you coming on. You're one of the best in the business, obviously, for coming on. We're going to send you a gift card to All-American Steakhouse, $100 gift card, buddy. Call me up when you get up here. You can pay for my meal. It'd be great. And all well,
if Lindy's paying for all this, I'll take Lindy out.
There you go. Lindy out. There you go, a little bit right there. Be a good deal. Well, guys, hey, I want to say this to Coach Fipple in the mouth and you guys, this is our last show for high school football. We've got a lot of, we'll get back into our regular guys bringing guests on. And
I'm going to go into hiding.
Yeah, you probably need to after this deal. I don't know.
Won't hear from you for a while.
But no doubt about it. But what a bunch of fun. I appreciate you guys taking your time out. I mean, we have fun doing this and what a great year of football. And we'll put that small school top six out next week too, after everything's falling out. So we'll get that part of guys. If you're looking for merch, you can go on YouTube and find it. Follow us on Instagram, X and Facebook. And also big thing, get on YouTube, hit that like and subscribe button. Well, for Coach Jeff Williams, Coach Darryl Fimple, the mouth Brent Bender, and our guest picker, Jim Withrow, we'll see you next time.